Hi, Abby here. So I'm at True Nora and I've just been in a fantastic and very interesting track about a graduate who's got a bit of a different approach to job searching. His name's Kyle and you can follow him on Twitter at employee Kyle. Kyle, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've done?
Well, I started off applying for the graduate jobs in the normal way and it was soul destroying, so I thought I could do it better and started my own website for employers to contact me rather than me to contact the employers, which is employeekyle.com. It's worked quite well. I've got 15 offers now, and I now need to kind of choose a job offer to take.
Right, okay. So just going back to the, you set up your website. Anyone can set up a website. What did you do differently? I think you also had like a Twitter account and Facebook and stuff like that as well, yeah?
I promoted it. Not Facebook, I kind of keep that social, but I promoted it a lot on Twitter.
Right.
And people come to the site, have a look at it. It's quite catchy and it's almost... people have been tweeting about themselves, it's gone a little bit viral.
Yeah.
So the site is for employers to come and bid for my services.
Right.
It's just a little bit, the site just tells people a little bit about me.
Yeah.
It's my CV, my achievements, and I encourage people to call me and ask me to come for an interview.
Right. And so what was the, what gave you the idea to do that?
Well, I'd spent about 2 weeks applying for the graduate schemes and various graduate jobs.
Yeah.
And it was very, very dull.
Right.
I didn't enjoy it at all. It was one application form after the next. Sorry. And I thought there was a better way to do it, so I invented my own way. So it was
right.
Just to avoid the jumping through the hoops that kind of graduate employers make you do.
Something that employers probably need to really think about if they want to attract the best candidates, that, you know, you don't want to go through this laborious process. Which is slightly dated nowadays anyway. So 2 weeks, bit of a low patience threshold, have you, Carl? It doesn't seem a very long time to sort of give up hope and try something new. But
I haven't given up hope yet. But it's been a while now since the campaign finished about 2 weeks ago and I've really got to kind of accept a job. But, you know, it's not me getting itchy feet. I think it's the people that have... vested interest in me.
Yeah, right.
And I now need to make my decision very soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be able to do kind of in the next few days.
Yeah, sure. Well,
maybe today.
That's fantastic. And so you, during the track, you mentioned that having 15 job offers on the table is a bit like having 15 girlfriends. Do you want to expand a little bit on that? Because lots of people have tweeted that comment.
Well, I shouldn't have said that. Well, it's just trying to keep everyone happy.
Yeah.
It's a very hard thing to do. It's like...
Yeah.
You don't want anyone to get jealous of the other one.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, this is the worst analogy in the world.
Oh, we like it. It's probably going to take you a bit more viral. But anyway, so in the next few days, hopefully you're going to make a decision. And what beyond that? Are you going to carry on the campaign at all? Are you going to write about it?
I think I'm going to blog about my experience. I wish I'd done it the whole way through.
Yeah.
And then hopefully I'm going to blog about my future job. And
yeah.
And how the graduate, you know, the world of work's going for me.
Yeah.
So I'll carry on in that sense. I'll leave the site up with a link to kind of my new employer and a little story before you can go on the site.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe I'll use it again one day.
Yeah, I think you really should. I think a lot of people in there felt the same, that, you know, whatever you can do to help other graduates, give them ideas, and we'd all love to hear your story continue. So brilliant stuff, Kyle. And thanks so much for your time today. Good luck with it all.
Cheers.
Bye.